More.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today begins the 50th commemoration of our war in Vietnam. We honor each of those names etched in stone. 58,282 American patriots. We salute all who served with them. We stand with the families who love them still. For years, you've come here to be with them once more. And in the simple things you've left behind, your offerings, your mementos, your gifts, we get a glimpse of the lives they led.
The President of the United States making a Memorial Day speech about the veterans of the Vietnam War in front of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington. That's where we get started with this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's happened since last we spoke. The three-day weekend brought upon us a lot of the confirmation of what Memorial Day certainly is all about, and a rehash of a lot of issues that seemingly never really get settled, including politicians using war heroes and people in uniform as backdrops for their own political ambitions. 800-510-8255 connects with us during this hour. As is usually the case, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. There are plenty of things that we will hear here in this hour that may spark some interest in your mind. What did you do for specifically the real purpose of Memorial Day? As we monitored a lot of talk radio stations, programs, and hosts over the weekend, most were not live. The television shows weren't live. So we have bits and pieces of things that have come from actual speeches, things that you may hear later on today. We may be a little bit ahead of the curve, in fact. Plus, we'll try to sample some of the Sunday morning news programs. But again, most of the emphasis on Memorial Day, as well it ought to be. Starting this hour of the countdown, President continuing to honor Vietnam War veterans in front of the memorial there in Washington. Here, he reflects on how the troops returning from Vietnam were treated at first before recounting the difficulties the troops faced. Here's the president.
Our founders, in their genius, gave us a task. They set out to make a more perfect union. And so it falls to every generation to carry on that work, to keep moving forward, to overcome a sometimes painful past, to keep striving for our ideals. And one of the most painful chapters in our history was Vietnam. Most particularly how we treated our troops who served there. You were often blamed for a war you didn't start, when you should have been commended for serving your country with valor. You're sometimes blamed for misdeeds of a few. When the honorable service of the many should have been praised, you came home and sometimes were denigrated when you should have been celebrated. It was a national shame, a disgrace that should have never happened. And that's why here today we resolve that it will not happen again. And so a central part of this 50th anniversary will be to tell your story as it should have been told all along. It's another chance to set the record straight. That's one more way we keep perfecting our union, setting the record straight. And it starts today. Because history will honor your service. And your names will join a story of service that stretches back two centuries. Let us tell the story of a generation of service members, every color, every creed, rich, poor, officer, and enlisted, who served with just as much patriotism and honor as any before you. Let's never forget that most of those who served in Vietnam did so by choice. So many of you volunteered. Your country was at war, and you said, "Send me." That includes our women in Vietnam. Every one of you a volunteer. Those who were drafted, they too went and carried their burden. You served. You did your duty. You persevered through some of the most brutal conditions ever faced by Americans in war. The suffocating heat, the drenching monsoon rains, an enemy that could come out of nowhere and vanish just as quickly. Some of the most intense urban combat in history, and battles for a single hill that could rage for weeks. Let it be said, in those hellholes like Briar Patch and the Zoo and the Hanoi Hilton, our Vietnam POWs didn't simply endure. You wrote some of the most extraordinary stories of bravery and integrity in the annals of military history.
So a lot of you so disrespect the president, the fact that he wasn't in the service, that sort of thing. A lot of you scoff and scorn him because he doesn't have military background. Some of you think that those words you just heard over the past 3 minutes are meaningless. Okay, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. What you think is what this form of free expression is all about. Help yourself to 800-510-8255. Of course, the National Memorial Day concert that's been a part of the last 23 years was canceled because of the thunderstorms that moved into the District of Columbia on Sunday night. I say, of course, because I think at this point most everybody knows, a little bit less than halfway into the concert, the rain came, and a lot of people tried to seek shelter. It just, the thunderstorms developed over Pennsylvania as part of a weather system that created record high temperatures in the Midwest on Sunday. So unfortunately, PBS was not able to continue and everybody went their own ways. There was Trace Adkins out there. And for those of you who saw it, I think you probably felt good. It's just too bad it didn't keep going, right? 800-510-8255 during the man who would be king's experience over the weekend. I say that because that's some would refer to Mitt Romney as the loyal opposition to Mr. Obama, talking about the military, strongest military in the world, and how dangerous the world is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Again, politicians using the opportunity to work their own magic, if you will. 14 past the hour on the countdown.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
800-510-8255 on the countdown day after Memorial Day. And a lot of things being said by people on the radio and television. Here's from MSNBC host Chris Hayes, who said he was uncomfortable about the word hero. The VFW said they're incensed. His comments were reprehensible and disgusting, they say, and they're demanding an apology. Here's the context. This is what he said in the context of the program he was hosting.
It's interesting because it is, I think, very difficult to talk about the war dead and the fallen without invoking valor, without invoking the words heroes. Why do I feel so comfortable about the word hero? I feel uncomfortable about the word hero because it seems to me that it is so rhetorically proximate to justifications for more war. And I don't want to obviously desecrate or disrespect the memory of anyone that's fallen, and obviously there are individual circumstances in which there is genuine and tremendous heroism of, you know, hail of gunfire and rescuing fellow soldiers and things like that, but it seems to me that we marshal this word in a way that is problematic, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Do you think he's wrong about that? 800-510-8255. A number of talk radio hosts took a shot at Chris Hayes for his comments. Here's Mark Williams.
A fellow by the name of Chris Hayes. He's a host on MSNBC. And just that fact alone ought to tell you pretty much what you need to know about him. He's certainly no conservative. He's certainly no anti-statist, small government supporter. He's almost certainly a liberal. He is indeed a liberal. Working for MSNBC. Has said something that really bothers me. Mark Finkelstein of Newsbusters.org, which is a great blog, by the way, if you don't already read it. I like the way he puts this. In his piece, his blog post on this topic, he starts out with the definition of the term effete, which it's affected, over-refined, and ineffectual. See Chris Hayes. And that's exactly right. That's exactly what this guy is. You can just see this guy at posh dinner parties, sitting around discussing economics. What people like this don't recognize is that our wonderful society, our high society that we have here in our country, wouldn't exist if it weren't for the men and women who are brave enough to go overseas and fight for it.
So here's the read, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure, some more, because there's a lot more comments coming from people. Chris Hayes said he was uncomfortable about using the word hero for everybody who came back who had died in battle. I'm not. Are you? I'm uncomfortable with people who are in uniform working at a desk being called a hero, but there's a big difference. 21 past the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The world of news talk radio and television issue-oriented so-called political talk radio, overtaken this weekend by a discussion of veterans, the president making his speech at the Vietnam War, and said a lot of things that seemed to make sense, using politicians and the backdrop of soldiers has always bothered me, no matter who the president was. George Bush did some pretty disgusting things in front of soldiers, and it always has bothered me. A lot of phony politicians using men and women who have honored themselves and their families in this country by serving and dying. Or in some cases, you've seen some of the people who have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan and the way they have to live their lives now because of the harm that has come to them in the name of duty. The president honoring the military, vowing to protect the benefits earned by veterans and their families. It's all election year huffery and puffery, I think. I'm pretty cynical about this, frankly. We also are now into something that will be a big item, I believe, this week on a lot of the right of center host shows, and I think probably left of center as well. Chris Hayes is left of center. He's on MSNBC. And he said he was uncomfortable about the word hero being used for the reference to men and women who have died in battle. I don't understand how, but again, we're all different. I don't agree with that at all. I think that anybody who puts their life on the line and who has died, anybody who puts their life on the line in the service of this country in a uniform, whether alive or not, is a hero. I don't think that men and women who sit behind a desk or who do, you know, some of the routine things that aren't in front of or in harm's way in front of bullets and stuff are heroes. It's good that they serve, but the people who have given the ultimate sacrifice or who have been maimed and lived the rest of their lives, or even maybe they didn't get hurt, but they were out there. And I mean, the men, for example, the SEALs that went out and got Obama, there's a Freudian slip, Osama bin Laden. Those guys are heroes. Those people have what it takes. So anyway, here's what's left. I started playing this cut from the Mark Williams radio program and his take on Hayes, and we have some more of it now.
And you have a guy here who says that he's uncomfortable in referring to these folks as heroes. And he dances around this. You know, he says that, well, first of all, this language, this flowery language that he and his ilk are known to use, refers to these folks, you know, as we say, struggles to refer to them as heroes, because doing so is, as he states, quote, rhetorically proximate, unquote, to justifications for more war. And that's just, that's a crock. It's Bravo Sierra. Nobody justifies going to war because we honor those who are willing to do so when it's necessary. That logically, that's absolute nonsense on stilts. But it goes a step further than that. Not only is it weak logically, but it's also weak morally, because he implies that unless you actually get into the war, and as he puts it, what's the term that he uses? Something about running into a hail of the tremendous heroism, a hail of gunfire, rescuing fellow soldiers and things like that, as he says. That's what makes you a hero. That, in his mind, that you have to actually engage in combat and put yourself and your life at risk in battle in order to be a hero. And that is Bravo Sierra. Because donning the uniform of this country, just to begin with, is an act of heroism, because it means you could wind up going and fighting in battle. You have no way of knowing. You come to the recruiter's office and sign up.
800-510-8255. Your comments up next here on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper lets you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
Hey, Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The way, the choices we make, the way that we decide what we're going to listen to, what we like listening to, what we don't like listening to, all part of the mix here. And we're going through the things that people have been talking about over the weekend. That's what the countdown does. Takes it day by day and then a week as a whole. That's what the weekend show is all about. 2 hours every day and 3 hours on the weekend of information about pretty unique, yet the concept is from the music radio world where you have the top 10 hits and the top 20 hits and that sort of thing. That's really what this program is built on. We monitor hundreds of radio programs on dozens of stations across the country every day, through the day and the evening, and present excerpts from those programs and the things that also are being used to start discussions, thus the Memorial Day speeches of the politicians, and the sounds, uncomfortable as they may be, of people and their opinions. For example, Chris Hayes on MSNBC said he was uncomfortable using the word hero to refer to anybody who died in battle. I don't understand how you come to that conclusion, but that's what makes a horse race. It may be that you and I would agree that he was wrong. I don't know that I think that all people wearing a uniform are heroes. I think that we have a little work to do when it comes to that sort of thing. But when you're memorializing people who have died in battle, and that's what this day is all about, it seems callous. Maybe that's the nicest word I can come up with. I'm sure some of you can come up with some stronger words. I was on the air live during my regular Good Day program, as we always are live doing radio programs on holidays, is one of the things my other program is known for. And I said something about Vietnam and how the war itself was a blemish. And somebody called and said I was stupid. Yeah, probably because he served and he wasn't listening very carefully to what I said. I am a Vietnam-era person, and so I'm very sensitive to one of the most painful chapters in the history of the military in our country. I thought it was interesting. The president said at a ceremony that now we have a chance to close or to set the record straight when it came to the history of Vietnam. The events that are going to take place now in the next 10 years or so, ranging from national ceremonies to community events, as simple as asking Vietnam veterans to throw the first pitch at a Little League game. things that are going on to honor, especially Vietnam veterans. Is it too little, too late? Is the hope that the commemoration will give veterans the support that they need? I think that if you take care of the people who have served the country, who are sick, who are mentally and spiritually and physically unbalanced, that would go a long way. It is reprehensible, in my opinion, the way the soldiers were treated after Vietnam when they came home, and since then, and some of the other veterans, too, of the Gulf Coast, the Gulf War, of Iraq, of Afghanistan. You've heard stories. You know that people are fighting to get help, and they aren't. I know, again, saying this from my heart, remembering back to the returning veterans who were my age, who'd gone off to serve, they were blamed for the war. It was the height of insensitivity and stupidity. And the president made reference to that in front of the wall, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. So, at any rate, let's go back a little bit to this statement that Chris Hayes made. And I think what we ought to do is play this again for those who didn't hear it. So, Evan, if you would play Chris Hayes saying what he was thinking about the word hero, and then we'll listen to another host take that apart.
It's interesting because it is, I think, very difficult to talk about the war dead and the fallen without invoking valor, without invoking the words heroes. Why do I feel so comfortable about the word hero? I feel uncomfortable about the word hero because it seems to me that it is so rhetorically proximate to justifications for more war. And I don't want to obviously desecrate or disrespect the memory of anyone that's fallen. And obviously there are individual circumstances in which there is genuine and tremendous heroism, of, you know, hail of gunfire and rescuing fellow soldiers and things like that. But it seems to me that we marshal this word in a way that is problematic, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Now, I can see how you might take this out of context, but this guy's going to get drubbed. Here's an example of another host. This guy's name is Dave Hunt, slamming Chris Hayes for his comments that you just heard.
Trying to separate the word hero from the word Memorial Day from... You're against a war, a policy? You're against the president? Fine. That's the nature of the beast. But not about those who serve. I mean, the guys who serve go in the service, okay, to serve, and then they go when they're told. That's the deal. And Memorial Day is a... If any day... Veterans Day is about all veterans, I get that, living. But this is a day about people who didn't make it. This is about people... This is about the fallen. This is about people like Joey, my brother, and your brothers and your sisters and your mothers and your fathers who did not make it back. Okay? By the tens of thousands, okay, in Vietnam. By 4,400 plus in Iraq. Killed and wounded in Afghanistan, like 1,900. World War II, millions lost, lives lost. Korea, World War I. Today is a day, since like 1868, in which we're supposed to take a moment, either decorate the graves, and remember it. It's not for clowns like Chris Hayes to try to split the hairs of the difference between someone who's fallen on Memorial Day and whether they're a hero or not. It's, first of all, not for you to say, Hayes. Okay? Not for you to say. And the follow-on guest, there was comments, by the way, at the end of the show, which was Sunday, that agreed with him. You don't go after the guys who served. You go after the policy. I appreciate you waiting. Wayne, you're on with Dave Hunt for Howard Carr. Go ahead, Wayne.
I'm a little at a loss for words. I'm down here in Plymouth working on my boat.
Ah!
And I've never called a talk show before, but I happened to take a break from the Red Sox and heard this. I wouldn't call him a journalist. I don't know what he is.
Well, he's an idiot.
But,
for one.
As someone who served during the Vietnam War and saw what I saw, not in Vietnam, but in Texas at Fort Hood.
Okay.
It was visceral. I had to stop and get up and take a walk. It brought back a lot of memories, and for him to say that you know, these people are not heroes, or he doesn't, I guess, appreciate and using his, I mean, obviously he's well educated, but he has never, he's never, been, in the midst of, military people, and, has never, in my opinion, has never lived a real life. He's, I wouldn't be caught dead watching, what it was, a CNBC?
No, it was MSNBC.
MSNBC.
Yeah. Wayne, and thanks for your service. Because a guy can look up big words in a dictionary, a friend of mine has told me, doesn't make him smart. I mean, a guy, he could have been reading from a prompter. It just was an asinine thing to have said. He kept digging himself a hole. I will bet you that Chris Hayes has never met a soldier. Or, you know, when I mean soldier, that means Marine, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. Somebody in uniform. Man or woman, he's never met him. Never spent a moment with him. Never obviously been to Walter Reed or Bethesda, you know, or seen somebody come back with missing parts.
Hey, well, that guy got his voice, but he had some interesting thoughts anyway. What are your thoughts on his thoughts? 800-510-8255. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but I'm predicting it will make its way into the radio programs. Those of you who are right of center like to listen to, whether they be national or local, I don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting to predict that that thing is going to get booted around for a while this week. 800-510-8255. The Sunday morning programs deal with Afghanistan as a part of the whole overall, the focus on the military, what's going on now, and there's certain to be some people that want to be heard on this as well. Are we getting out of there fast enough? That coming up next here on the Countdown.
Memorial Day means trips to barbecues, ball games, and beaches. And Sears Auto Center wants to make sure you get the most out of every gallon of gas. So hurry in now for a great deal on our Fuel Saver package. For just $29.99, you get a conventional oil change, air filter, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and tire pressure check. And you'll save on all tires, too. Just stop by Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Valid for most vehicles. Fuel Saver package regularly $57.98. Offer ends 5/29/12.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal Lou Sardina, U.S. Army 5th Regimental Combat Team.
20 infantrymen have ever been over there will tell you, this is the bad stuff. Because now you've got to go in into the skirmish line. And you're fighting just like you did in the Civil War. You set up a skirmish line and you go up and you start shooting from the hip, and the machine gunners are set up so that they go over your head. When you go up the hill, as soon as you get too close, the machine gunners now have to stop or they'll shoot you. So now it's between you and the enemy. When you're in the skirmish line, when you start to take those hills, you're not more than, I don't know, 15, 20 yards. And now you're going after them. This is it. This is combat.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all 4 major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all 4 major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
All right. What's easy here is us picking some of the things that are on people's minds and talking about it. That's what the essence of this program is. 800-510-8255, the day after Memorial Day. A lot of discussion on the Sunday morning chat programs about being in Afghanistan. For example, from ABC's This Week, Jake Tapper talked to Defense Secretary Leon Panetta about Mitt Romney's recent criticisms of the date-certain strategy of leaving Afghanistan.
Mitt Romney has had this to say about the president's Afghan strategy and the date certain.
I mean, to scratch your head and say, how can you be so misguided and so naive? His Secretary of Defense said that on a date certain, the middle of 2013, we're going to pull out our combat troops from Afghanistan. Why in the world do you go to the people that you're fighting with and tell them the day you're pulling out your troops?
No, first of all, there's a factual error that Mr. Romney made that I'm sure you want to correct. But the larger point about giving a date certain for the withdrawal or the end of the combat mission, could you address that as well after you correct him?
Well, look, I think, you know, without getting into the campaign rhetoric of what he's asserting, I think you've got 50 nations in NATO that agree to a plan in Afghanistan. It's the Lisbon Agreement. An agreement that, others, President Bush, President Obama, everyone has agreed is the direction that we go in Afghanistan. What is that direction? It's to take us to a point where we draw down by the end of 2014. That is the plan that has been agreed to. And it's a plan that is working. And very frankly, the only way to get this accomplished in terms of the transition that we have to go through is to be able to set the kind of timelines that have been set here in order to ensure that we fulfill the mission of an Afghanistan that governs and secures itself. That's what this is about.
You agree? 800-510-8255. A couple of different points of view here. AJ in Washington is an Afghan veteran.
I'm a Afghanistan veteran, and I am the father of two boys that are Afghanistan veterans. And I believe that President Obama didn't have a lot of time to the first 2 years to implement any of the policies and stuff that our government allowed him to. And I believe that he's done as best as he could with what he's had. My sons have done 4 13-month tours. And I'm looking forward to when they finish this last tour, and I think that we need to pull out of there, get all our troops home, and let that country handle its own troops, and see if they can get things back on their own without the expense of our own soldiers.
All right. There's one point of view. Interesting Afghanistan veteran. Thank you, sir, for you and your family's service. Willie in Florida thinks it's...
a footprint in Europe, okay, for 70 years after World War II. Okay, Obama, now we're going to be there till Afghanistan till 2024. So we're another, 10, 12 years. Okay? And the bottom line is, you don't gain territory. You turn it back over to the enemy. Okay? Now, he's moved the forces, okay, to the Asian side, to where our enemies are, because Russia is no longer our enemy. We don't need troops in Europe. Okay? We got to have a footprint on the ground. We should have had one in Iraq. Okay? We have to have one in Afghanistan. You're not going to have 90,000 troops there. A footprint is, you're going to be training their forces so these people can defend themselves. You know, we're not trying to make another America out of the country, but they got to defend themselves so this country doesn't, create another Osama bin Laden so they can launch attacks from there. So you have to create a footprint there, okay? This, like I said, Europe, that was 70 years ago. Let's bring those troops out of there. We don't have to defend against Russia anymore. They're not our enemies. Iran and Korea, those are our enemies.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing the focus of the first order here, presidential race over the Memorial Day weekend, and the Sunday morning shows chatting about the issues. Here from CNN State of the Union, Candy Crowley talks with the New York Times reporter Jeff Zeleny and Dana Bash from CNN about who won over the next Super PAC ad that brought back Reverend Wright.
I want to start by putting a period on the story that you wrote this week, which is the consideration of a proposal by a super PAC that would bring up Reverend Wright again, time to go with the Democratic convention. In all the aftermath of that, did someone win on this and someone lose, or is this just another one of those summer squalls?
I think it's a summer squall, but it really shows that this is not potentially good for either campaign. The Romney campaign wants to talk about the economy, and they have a bunch of potential renegade super PAC and wealthy Republicans who mean well, who want the same outcome, but they're not on the same message, perhaps. And for President Obama, of course, independent voters may find it a bit distasteful to bring up a Reverend Wright, but we did talk about Reverend Wright again this week, so it's not necessarily a win for him either, but it just sends the message that the campaigns are not in control of their election.
Oh, big time. I mean, you look at Romney's first ad this week. It was positive. It was really on the issues, what he would do on day one. You know, it might be a little bit too cute by half in that he can do that and he can still have sideshows talking about things like Reverend Wright. Whether or not they're going to put out an ad or not, he can, you know, distance himself, but it's still in the narrative.
And with respect to the chairman, this was a plan and a proposal. This was far down the track, though. This was not just an idea floating out there. This proposal that we obtained, it was pretty far in the discussion phases.
And very quickly after the story appeared was nobody's plan. And,
absolutely.
You know, yeah. And let's face it, the Democrats are, I mean, despite what David said, they were fundraising on it, saying, my gosh, they're coming after us, holy cow, when in fact nothing had happened.
Right.
So it was good for both bases, do you think?
I mean, perhaps in the short term, but again, I just think it shows that neither campaign is really in as much control of this election as they would like. I mean, there are these outside forces that want to spend a lot of money and a lot of consultants who are eager to spend their money for them.
And the Republicans do make a good point that anytime the Obama administration is not talking about the economy, If they're attacking the Republicans for attacking them, that's okay with them.
That's a good thing.
I want to play you something that Marco Rubio often thought
of. Forces that want to spend a lot of money, and a lot of consultants who are eager to spend their money for them.
And the Republicans do make a good point that anytime the Obama administration is not talking about the economy, if they're attacking the Republicans for attacking them, that's okay with them.
That's a good thing.
All right, 800, this stuff. 800-510-8255. Host John Gambling here talks with political analyst Steve Adubato about the lingering flap of Mayor Cory Booker's remarks on Meet the Press last week. He's the mayor of New York, focused on the present occupier of the White House.
This Cory Booker thing, which I talked with Mike Kelly over at the Bergen Record early in the week about, but what he said on to meet the press. Listen,
this kind of stuff is nauseating to me on both sides. It's nauseating to the American public. Enough is enough. Stop attacking private equity. Stop attacking Jeremiah Wright. This stuff has got to stop. It's a distraction from the real issues. It's either going to be a small campaign about this crap, or it's going to be a big campaign, in my opinion, about the issues that American public cares about. This campaigning is about to become an avalanche, and in many ways, I believe, could potentially risk muting out the important voices of the candidates themselves talking about the issues that matter.
That was last Sunday, and then this week we hear Cory Booker backing away from what he said and trying to, you know, double back, triple back. I think Cory has really done himself a bad one here. What do you think?
I agree with you, John, and he had it right the first time. He should have never made the second video, in my opinion. I don't know what conversation took place between Cory Booker and any high-level Democrats nationally or the Obama folks, but I don't get it. I mean, he was absolutely right. You don't attack Mitt Romney by putting out ads. And this is what Obama people have to be responsible for. They have an ad on their website where they have a guy who's in a company. Listen, the guy lost his job in an Indiana supply company, office supply company. A banking company took it over. The guy lost his job. It happens. It's part of the private sector. I feel bad for that guy. But the guy's on camera saying this, John. You got to actually imagine the guy in pain, losing his job, his family suffering. He says, quote, "You can tell by the way he, Mitt Romney, acts and the way he talks and walks that he doesn't care about middle-class people." Now, here's my point. That is nauseating to me, Cory Booker. It should be nauseating to every American. And here's the reason why, John. That guy lost his job, and the Obama folks and the Democrats are trying to use that guy's pain and say that Mitt Romney's the reason that guy lost his job. People lose their job in the private sector
all the time. It's Newark Mayor Cory Booker, not New York Mayor. Cardio.